Did you know that you can have every spiritual advantage and still miss God entirely? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where Paul asks a loaded question in Romans chapter 3, verse 1. He asks, what advantage has the Jew? And here's his answer, much in every way. Chief among the every ways that the Jew has the advantage is that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. You know, that's no small thing. They had the scriptures. They had God's revelation. They had truth. But here's the tension that we find. Having the word of God does not equal being right with God. You can sit under faithful preaching. You can know your Bible. You can quote verses, and you can still have a heart that is untouched by grace. The Jews had access, but many of them lacked faith. And before we point fingers, we need to look in the mirror. We live in an age of unlimited access. Bibles and podcasts, sermons and studies, we are drowning in truth and yet often starving for faith and obedience. Spiritual advantage increases responsibility. Luke chapter 12, verse 48 reminds us, everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. The issue is not exposure, it is what we do with the exposure. So God has spoken, and the question is, have you trusted him? Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, guard me from confusing exposure to truth with genuine faith. Give me a heart that responds in trusting obedience. Here's two peoples to pray for today. Marco Gaspar and his family are national changemakers in Portugal, and also the Kiha LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Tanzania.